Philip, Madam Deputy Lieutenant, Madam Mayor, Your Excellencies, veterans and many friends. This day, indeed the 7th, 8th and 9th of May, in the Commonwealth, the British Commonwealth, in the United Kingdom and in the Commonwealth of former Soviet states, are days which are both days of happiness, but also days of somberness. In the latter days of the war, there was a very important meeting held in what is now the Ukraine, in Crimea, between Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt, in which they sought to bring the war to an end and work out a positive way of planning for peace. Very sadly, Roosevelt, the President of the United States, died just before the end of the Second World War, and Harry Truman had been in office, I think, a matter of weeks when the war ended. But it was a tribute to Churchill and Stalin and Roosevelt that they worked together, in spite of infirmity in Roosevelt's case and ill health, to make sure that we would be able to achieve together peace in Europe. The deal was actually done on the 7th of May, when, on behalf of the Nazi regime, the then German president signed the document of surrender. And late in the evening of that day, it was agreed between Stalin and Churchill and Truman that there would be a celebration in mainland Europe, in Western Europe, on the following day. And it deserves looking back at the history books to see what sort of celebration that was. It was a day when a million people came out onto the streets. It was a day when, after nearly 6 years of austerity, for once the country was able to celebrate. The Queen and King appeared on the balcony of Buckingham Palace. Churchill spoke to the nation from the Cabinet Room. There was a Thanksgiving service and then a public celebration. And I pulled out the notes of the instructions by government for the celebration you were permitted to have. Until the end of May, said the Board of Trade, you may buy cotton bunting without coupons as long as it is red, white or blue and does not cost more than 1 shilling and 3 pence a square yard. Bonfires will be allowed, but the government trusts that only material with no salvage value will be used. We celebrated because we had ended the worst conflict in the history of the world. Not completely, because of course the war in Asia went on until the summer, and only later in that year was the victory over Japan. But we did it because there was the strongest of alliances between some of the greatest countries in the world, between Russia and the United States and the United Kingdom and our other European allies. And we therefore rightly celebrate that working together is the best way to proceed to bring peace. We had the opening of Parliament yesterday, and the person who proposed the Loyal Toast said, working with allies may be difficult, but it's better than working with no allies. We worked with our allies and peace was achieved. The Ambassador reminded us, and Madam Mayor reminded us, that we also have to be sober and somber. 27 million deaths is not a number we should say lightly. We in this country were very fortunate. We had, of course, bombing, and much of London, as Madam Mayor said, was blitzed. But only the Channel Islands of the British Isles were occupied. Whereas for mainland Europe, the war happened on your soil, and on your ground the blood was shed. And so we say thank you on behalf of the communities today, that allies worked together, and thank you and thank God that peace was achieved. Just two last very brief things. Mr. Ambassador, you referred to the fact that tomorrow our Prime Minister is going to meet your President in Russia. It's very important that we don't just see these as historical events. It wasn't an accident that in the speech the Queen read yesterday in opening Parliament, in front of all our ambassadors, the government said that one of the purposes of the meeting in Northern Ireland next month of the G8 countries is conflict prevention. And one of the things the world has to learn to do is, if we're to avoid mass bloodshed and war, is to learn how to spend less on arms and defence and soldiers and bombs and nuclear weapons, and more on conflict prevention. Ending wars is much more difficult than preventing them from beginning. And lastly this, it's an honour to be the Member of Parliament for this great constituency, but in a way I do it in a representative way, together with councillors and all those who live here, and with the Imperial War Museum, such a proud part of our community. This part of London knew as much as any part of Britain the ravages of war, and we and our families have not forgotten, and we thank those who were the veterans in the United Kingdom and Russia and the other Soviet countries. We pay particular tribute to those who are in the Arctic convoys, Philip, as you rightly reminded us. It is absolutely wonderful that at last all those people who served have been recognised, and we can celebrate with them. And so we don't just say thank you to those in uniform who were the military, but all those who supported them in the ships and backroom jobs that managed to bring us to a day of peace and celebration at the end of 6 years of terrible war. I hope that everybody will go away realizing how important these dates are, and every year we will go on remembering in Southwark and around the world. Thank you very much.